The Offside Rule, we get it. The female take on football.
We're going to find out from Rebecca Adams, who we sent to St George's Park. Rebecca just joining our team. And she went up to go and speak to a few of the players, also to Mark himself. But we start off with her talking to a couple of more experienced senior members, one being Laura Bassett and the other being Jodie Taylor.
I think as a team, we've really grown. Mark kind of alluded to it on stage earlier, as we're probably more the underdogs at the World Cup. And I think there's a high expectation on us now because of how successful we have been the last couple of years. But I think we're in a really good place as a team. We've obviously all gained a lot of experience from that tournament. I think it's 19 of us, plus the additional players who've had good experience at the club. So, yeah, I think we're in a stronger position than what we were leading into the World Cup, with a lot more experience, and I think we're in a good place.
And looking ahead to that first game against Scotland, that's massive.
Yeah, it's huge. You know, like some of us have Scottish teammates at our club, and you know, we play against them week in, week out. You know, the kind of banter hasn't started, you know, etching up yet. You know, it's quite chilled, and we're quite focused on club. But yeah, we certainly know a lot about each other over the years. We haven't played each other recently, but it's just going to be such an electric atmosphere, and it's going to be so excited. It's just the perfect opening game, isn't it, really?
You've also got a tough group, though. You've got Spain and Portugal. How do you, I mean, you go into the tournament as favourites. Is that pressure good for you?
Yeah, I think that this group of players have learned to thrive under pressure. But like you say, the quality of opponents that we've got in our group, you know, we have to respect them. They're very, very good opponents that can hurt us if we're not on our game, if we don't bring our A game. So, but, you know, we'll be treating our opponents with the utmost respect, doing, you know, all the homework, all the preparation. But come that first game and the group games, we'll be ready, and we know exactly what we have to do.
So you've got 19 players who were at the World Cup, where you got the bronze. You've got four new faces. What do you make of the new players in the squad?
Yeah, they've been in and around the squad for the last couple of years. And I think, you know, Nikita, Millie, Izzy and Demi have all been performing so, so well for their clubs. And when they're here, they add so much to the group, and they're just fitting straight away. And it's like, you know, they've got so much experience, how mature they are around the group. It is kind of like, it's amazing to look at them and think that it is their first tournament. So, but no, they add so much value to this group, and I'm really excited for them.
And as we heard from Bass there as well, it's also about the new players that have come into this England squad. And Rebecca caught up with one of those, Izzy Christensen, followed by some words from the manager, Mark Sampson.
I'm so excited. I can't wait. All the positive emotions are running through me at the moment. And obviously it's a benchmark now that we've got a 10-week countdown until the Scotland game. So that now gives us a real framework to work with as a group of 23, and to get ready for that, ready to make a rumble out in Holland.
Well, I think we're in a better place. You know, we've had 2 years since the experience at the World Cup, and you know, we've learned a lot of lessons, put a lot of things in place to give the team a better chance, I think, going into this tournament. And the fact we're taking 19 players who experienced that World Cup shows an experienced group. And the four women who are coming in, you know, certainly have earned the right to come in with the consistency of their performances and their achievements, both for England and club, over the last 2 years.
And you've named the squad 3 months early. Why so early?
I think with any decision, when you weigh up, there's some good things and bad things, like in any decision in life. But the good bits certainly outweigh the bad bits for us. You know, it gives us a unique advantage over our opponents, and the type of team we are, you know, that sense of security is important. The competition phase is over. You know, the players have fought hard to get to this point. Now it's about the security and making them feel a part of this team and feel trusted. And the 23 players we'll be taking, you know now that they're the trusted ones. They're the ones that, you know, will either win this tournament or not for us in the summer. And I think that gives us a unique sense of motivation and excitement and urgency that we've got to put some hard yards in between now and the start of July.